The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Truth Be Told. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Today we have the one and only Georgios Tsoukalos in the house. He is the star and co-executive producer of Ancient Aliens. He is the publisher of the Legendary Times magazine, which is the only ancient astronaut publication in the world. People call him the Indiana Jones of our generation, and he has changed the world's views about ancient astronaut theory. For over 16 years, Giorgio has been the director of Eric Von Däniken's Center for Ancient Astronauts Research, and he is considered the world's leading ancient astronaut expert. Yes, we know him from the History Channel, the Travel Channel, National Geographic Channel, Sci-Fi, Coast to Coast, and many other outlets. And we are so honored to have him here today. Please welcome, to Truth Be Told, the one and only Georgios Tsoukalos. The man, the myth.
Awesome.
How's it going, guys?
We're great.
Absolutely.
We are doing pretty damn good. We're excited because contact is this week, and we're excited that we're going to get to see you in Indian Wells.
Yeah, and you know, it's the first time that it was held many years ago. I think it was, this is the eighth or the seventh year.
Seven, yeah.
And if you remember, it was out in the desert.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So it was really hot. And this will be the second year. It'll be inside an air-conditioned, wonderful resort. So it's wonderful, and if people, because some people said, oh, they don't want to go because it's too hot. Well, you no longer have that excuse. It's
right.
A wonderful place with great restaurants and different opportunities. So I say, if you don't have any plans for this coming weekend, come on down to Indian Wells. You'll have a fantastic time.
Oh, we will.
We have a blast every time. Contact's my favorite weekend of the year, as everyone knows.
And I love being spoiled with air conditioning, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We, of course, have 2 weeks later, you have AlienCon. So it's a busy month for you.
Yeah, it's the summer is busy, but I like it, and it's wonderful because it just goes to show that, you know, with the events that we put on or that we all attend, that we have struck a chord and that the mainstream has started to listen to us. And many years ago, you know, when Ancient Aliens began, one of my main ideas when it became clear that this will become a series, I was like, well, maybe one day this will somehow change the status quo. And here we are. I think that Ancient Aliens most certainly has shaped the future over the past 10 years in regards to how the military and how everybody worldwide, not just in the U.S., are looking and handling the UFO topics.
There's no doubt about it. There's many people that weren't in our community that got to find out about our community through Ancient Aliens. Oftentimes I hear that. They just see that show. Maybe that's all they know. And the idea is they start there, and then they'll research deeper on their own and look up some of these people or start listening to other shows, which is great.
Yeah, no, I think it's tremendous because, you know, since when is asking questions the wrong thing?
Right.
And I think that, you know, it's just bizarre because, yes, we know we have certain answers, but we don't have the answers to all life's mysteries.
Like Von Däniken always says, his Chariots of the Gods has 350 question marks or whatever the number is. And nobody says that to him. They all say that you've said this. Well, no, I was asking about it. I was questioning it. Right. And that's it. It's to spawn this conversation, which I like. I like that people watch Ancient Aliens. Then they start talking about these things and being open to new ideas, which is awesome.
And by the way, we also, if you pay close attention to the narration, Robert Clotworthy's narration most often always ends in a question mark.
Yeah, that's true.
And not necessarily in a definitive period. You know, so it's kind of strange that people ignore the fact that we are actually asking questions. And, you know, I'll never question the fact that 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, that would be ridiculous to question such an idea. You know, and therefore, you know, ideas such as the hollow earth, I mean, sorry, the flat earth and stuff like this, to me is like, you know, I find it bizarre that the theories such as the flat earth have somehow made a resurgence from the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages,
right,
to
right.
Now. It seems as we're in the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages again, because, you know, if the aliens guy says that the flat earth theory is crazy, well, you know, you better listen, because I'm not here to dissuade you, because the earth is a sphere. End of story. Just drop it already.
Right. Yeah, there is a lot of that. And even in this community, we always talk about how there's a lot you got to weed through, because there's hoaxes, there's false theories, there's really fringe theories. And I like to cut through to the real stuff, you know?
Well, and this is what I've been saying to you also, and I'm sure you've heard this, where, you know, has it ever occurred to, or I wonder how many people have thought about the idea that it's perhaps the grainy 10-second YouTube video or some other, you know, website that they found something really secret and something that's leaked,
right.
And that one is the fake one, that it was actually orchestrated, or some 15-year-old kid right. creates it in his parents' basement
yep.
somewhere, bless their hearts,
right.
You know, and they did it with a giggle, you know, so you know, so we have to really start being, we have to somehow discern, you know, and we live in very strange times right now, very strange times. So it's all very bizarre.
Well, what's it going to take? Because obviously you've opened up the minds of a lot of people, and a lot of people have come on board with the Ancient Aliens principles, but many people are still very resistant. How are we going to push that level to the next level, to get more people on board? What is it going to take?
Well, I don't know. And frankly, I don't worry about it, because, you know, each and every person has to come to embrace this idea on their own will or on their own observation. Because back in the day, long time ago, I used to engage with the critics and I used to engage with the skeptics. And some of those skeptics have actually become supporters. Mm. And some of the skeptics are actually very close friends of mine. So the idea is that you have to be ready yourself. So there's nothing, I mean, with some people, you could literally show them, you know, a ray gun or a crashed spaceship or something. And of course, these are all hypotheticals. And they would still say, oh, well, it's all a Hollywood prop. It's all fake. If it's real, of course. You know, so even when something real is in front of them, they will still say, well, it's all hogwash. And this is what it is with the entire ancient astronaut theory. You have no idea how many people have asked me, okay, we love Ancient Aliens, but how come you guys never show any evidence? Well, the whole show is evidence-based. Just because you don't accept
right.
our perspective doesn't mean the evidence is not there. So that's how I look at it. You know, what can we do to, you know, convince others? Not much. They have to be ready, because sooner or later, you know, we'll be fine. Don't worry.
Peter Lavenda is working with Tom DeLonge, and they're writing this comprehensive trilogy about the ancient alien theory and the UFO phenomenon and the alien abduction phenomenon all in one thing. And he brought up a really interesting thing the other day where he was saying that even today, in today's world of not believing or knowing anything, if the president came out and said, we have aliens, it would just open up 1,000 new questions. Well, how long have you had them? And why didn't you tell us before? And is it real? And if you're showing us that, what aren't you showing us? People still aren't going to believe it even then.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was referring to by saying that we live in bizarre and strange times. Because, if that were to happen, then do we have to trot the alien out? Do they have to stand next to the president? You know, so those are the questions, again, it's all very strange, but what is considered fake news these days, because, that's simply the opposite, that a lot of fake news is not fake news. And this, by the way, goes towards any end or towards any direction of the political spectrum. I mean, everybody is guilty, and that is something that we really need to pay attention to, because otherwise the future is going to be really, really wild.
Georgie, I want to ask you about with Ancient Aliens Season 14. As we're moving forward into new seasons, how do you grasp and pick the sites and the subjects that you do? Because, as we all know, it gets to be limited. I mean, even though we're making new discoveries all the time, but it gets to be limited on what sites are out there in existence. How do you pick and each episode and make that its own episode?
Well, I think what we've done is we've definitely expanded on the whole concept of ancient astronauts. That is clear. I mean, now we're also incorporating modern UFO accounts and the whole modern UFO theme. But also we've incorporated bioastronomy. For example, I've just returned in order to shoot for this season one episode. I was at a ice cave in Whistler, Canada, in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it was absolutely incredible. I was there with a bioastronomer by the name of Dr. Richard Hoover, who has proof beyond shadow of a doubt that extraterrestrial life, microbial extraterrestrial life, has arrived on Earth. And nobody reads about this on the front page of the New York Times or something like that.
I've heard they found that on Mars as well, right?
Well, there have now been multiple pieces of evidence that are beyond a shadow of a doubt that microbial life has been found on Earth and also on meteorites that have fallen. For example, in 1996. When President Clinton at the time came forward to announce in August of 1996 that evidence of microbial life had been found on a meteorite called ALH-840001, this was huge news. I mean, I remember where I was standing when this happened. And years later, this was all thrown out, that it was inconclusive and it's incorrect. And Dr. Hoover will tell you to your face that that was complete censorship, and that ALH-8001 meteorite with the microbes, in his opinion, is still valid because there are other meteorites or other microbes that have been found that are identical to the other one. So this is the stuff that we're exploring, and we're basically exploring the same topics, but we're going deeper and we're going broader.
Well, let me ask you a really, really big question here. We have been talking about this phenomenon for years, and in the last few years, Tony and I have seen a real movement between the nuts and bolts, right? The UFO thing.
Yeah.
And I think the ancient astronaut theory does anchor in the spaceship from another planetary system flies here physically. They physically get out. That's what the folklore says. That's what the evidence is showing. But now we keep hearing that the alien abduction phenomenon is much more of an interdimensional, higher consciousness, higher vibrations, and it's not so much the nuts and bolts flying. What is your take on that Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah, that's possible, but you know, it. I would say it has more something to do with that. What used to be sexy no longer is sexy, and we need to dress it
up. You mean
up
like
Tony
Sweet,
else.
For example?
And, yeah. And you know, personally, I remain with my original concept that the aliens were here in nuts and bolts spaceships, and if a long time ago, 20 years ago, if you had talked to me about portals, I would have said to you, no, I don't think that they exist. But I too have learned over the decade now of producing Ancient Aliens, I myself have expanded my horizons, I've expanded my mind, and I think that portals are totally possible, and wow, perhaps that they are the ones, or those are the ways with which the aliens are reaching us or have reached us. Now, I understand that there are people who are proposing the spiritual aspect of it, but that, or how you can travel from place to place spiritually, and that's wonderful. If somebody thinks that they can do that, and if that's what they think happened, great. But that to me is not tangible evidence. I mean, that's just, you know, somebody telling me a story. I can, with science, prove, and with mathematics, prove the idea of wormholes and portals, i.e. stargates, if you use mechanisms with actual nuts and bolts technology. Nuts and bolts technology, to me, is not traveling astrally from one dimension to the other or from one solar system to the other. That's on a different level of existence, and that is not, in my opinion, what our ancestors witnessed. They thought it was spiritual because exactly of the psychological concept of cargo cult behavior. Arthur C. Clarke said it best when he said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Right. So of course our ancestors thought that all this stuff that they witnessed in ancient times was spiritual hocus-pocus, when in reality it was nuts and bolts technology that they didn't understand, not because they were intellectually primitive, but because they were technologically primitive, and therein lies a huge difference.
And logically that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Common sense,
yeah.
Logic, it just, it fits to me. And there's also been whistleblowers lately. Portals are harder for me to accept, personally. But we've had whistleblowers actually claiming to have gone through portals already.
Sure, yeah.
So,
you know, and so with those stories too, you know, I've learned something a long time ago, and that is, because, you know, there's one thing about, you know, there's something very, very strange when you're approached as a human being and somebody else wants to tell you a story of an encounter or an experience that they had. And unless my entire life or in many of these occasions I'm approached by Academy Award-winning actors, then, you know, I would suggest that all of these people should become actors in Hollywood, because they got me. Because, you know, when you see a person's demeanor change in the front of your very eyes, with their lips starting to tremble, or their breathing changing, or they get goosebumps all of a sudden, and a story like that or an occurrence like that happens to you dozens and then all of a sudden hundreds of times, over a while you get to distinguish, or you can distinguish, who is leading you on and who is actually genuinely, who was genuinely there where this stuff happened to them. So who are we to say that any and all of these eyewitness accounts are lies? And this is not just in reference to you know, abductee or UFO experiencers, but also current UFO whistleblowers, because who the heck knows?
Right. Right. And if one of them's telling the truth, I
oh,
often
yeah,
say,
if that's all right, it takes.
Or
that's,
if 10% of what they say, I got off with that guy at Conscious Life. I said, if 10% of what he just said is true, that changes everything that we understand life to be.
Even 1%.
Yeah, right.
That's also what's so crazy.
That's amazing.
You know, that's why personally I never answer, or I always never care about answering the question when I'm asked, well, where are they from? What planet? Who cares? They're from outer space, man.
Right,
that's
right.
All you need to know. Right. You know, I really am not really that much interested in anything else. You know, but you know, obviously I'm being facetious.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They're not here. Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You know.
Well, I was going to ask you. We were talking several months back about how Hollywood has embraced not just, you know, ancient alien theories, but in their movies. But when I was a kid, I remember going to Disneyland and seeing, you know, Tomorrowland and saying, "Oh my gosh, this stuff is so far in the future." Well, in a lot of ways, we surpassed it. But some of these movies that we used to watch, you know, Star Trek, Star Wars, were kind of future glimpses of what was to come. Now we're seeing so much more with Stargate and, you know, the Avengers and so much more. Do you feel that a lot of what we have came from, our technology came from aliens? And do you feel that these are glimpses of what's to come for us with connecting to the other side dimension, other dimensions, and aliens and UFOs?
Well, if you read the book and if you subscribe to the idea that's presented, it's called The Day After Roswell by Philip Corso, Philip Corso. He essentially suggests that the microchip that IBM invented was a hand-me-down from essentially reverse engineering technology from the Roswell crash. That's all very fascinating, and you know, who knows? A valid argument for that can be made. What I find fascinating is that we're all now walking around with tricorders from Star Trek. If you remember, in the 60s, in the original Star Trek, you had a tricorder. It basically tell you anything you wanted about a person, you know, their health and their temperature, this and that. Yeah. And now you can pretty much do this with your cell phone. I mean, it's pretty crazy. So, one thing is for sure, that sci-fi has definitely influenced reality, because I can't tell you how many people I've met who said they became doctors because they saw bones on Star Trek, or they became paleontologists because they saw Jurassic Park when it first came out. And now I hope the same will happen with Ancient Aliens, that one day young kids today growing up with this will become archaeologists or Egyptologists or even anthropologists. And look at these, at our past from our lens.
You know, we really do need young blood in here, don't we? I mean, everybody, all these top guys are old, and we just lost Stanton Friedman, which is terrible.
That's terrible.
You know, we just need some young blood to get enthused about this topic.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree with that, because, you know, all of us were young once, and the older guard, they embraced us. And so now it's time for us to, you know, embrace the younger generation as well. And this is why I suggest that, you know, if some of these kids have an Instagram account or any social media platform, that they exercise caution in what they post, because if you have a platform, then you have a responsibility. And I cringe at some of the posts from my, I don't want to say quotation mark colleagues, but some of these posts that some people in, you know, our quote unquote field are doing are questionable. And that is why I have to say quote unquote field, because we have a responsibility. And if I see one more giant skeleton that's photoshopped next to a person, shame on you for perpetrating such nonsense.
Right.
And it has to stop, because you're not helping the cause. It's posts like that perpetrate the disinformation. So you are not disinforming the disinformant by posting disinformation. You are part of the same act, and you're not even realizing it.
It's hard enough to accept this material, let alone these clowns, right?
Right. It is. I mean, we've done this a long time too, and watching a lot of these top people go with the trends instead of going with the facts. And that's one thing we respect about you and Eric, that you stick to your facts. And then only time that you ever, you know, change your mentality is because new facts come out. So we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that, because you can listen to a lecture by Eric von Daniken from 30 years ago, and he will recount the exact same ancient text passages. He will tell you the exact same story, you know, with new information that has come out over the years. But the end, the base message has not changed one iota. So, you know, and there's so many people in this field that, you know, are chomping at the bits of changing their idea and changing their theory. Literally, you know, this weekend I'm at this lecture and I'm presenting you with this information. But 3 weeks later, you need to come to that lecture, because what I'm telling you tonight will not make any sense unless you go and come see me 3 weeks.
Right.
I mean just shut up already.
It's
really
true. I
mean,
I agree.
You come to one of my lectures here, and I will tell you the exact same thing. I will give you my best hits, because if I go to a concert and I, you know, for a favorite band of mine, and they don't play any of my favorite hits,
Amen.
I'm like, what? Why did we just come out? Why?
Absolutely.
I also want to ask you this, because there is a new human species that was discovered in the Philippines. When you hear when you hear stuff like this, does that perk your interest to do more study and maybe even go and research this? Because this could open up a whole new area of you know, ancient aliens, or even just new information for you.
Absolutely. No, anytime a new human ancestor is discovered, it only goes to show how little we know.
True.
And so this is beyond fascinating, because, see, the basic idea of the original classic ancient astronaut theory is the idea that our DNA was changed by an artificial mutation of our genes through extraterrestrials. Well, who says that this did not happen with all these previous ancestors?
Right.
Because many of them became 600,000 years old. We're barely around for 250,000 years. And look what we've done. So who is to say that none of these previous cultures actually made it?
Right.
And all of their remnants of their civilization is gone? Because I don't care what anybody says. If New York City would be abandoned tomorrow, then 5,000 years from now, there won't be anything left of New York City. Maybe a couple of tunnels or a couple of walls here and a couple of walls there. Well, don't we have ruins like this worldwide, made of stone that nobody knows how the hell they got there or who made them and when? Well, you know, some have suggested that dinosaurs a long time ago were intelligent. I mean, what does that even mean? So it just blows the mind. Thank you for asking the question. So yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
It's totally fascinating. And that's how I spend my days, thinking about and reading about those things.
Well, brother, we don't want to keep you. I know you need to get going, but we want to ask you real quick if you could give us a glimpse of season 14, which kicks off this Friday on History Channel. Ancient Aliens kicks off just like Contact does. And I think you guys are going to do something about Antarctica, which is the hottest topic going right now for us.
Yeah, we've had the great privilege of returning to Antarctica, because we had an episode that we did a few seasons ago, and you'll just have to tune in, because this season, you know, we are going to more places than we've gone before, and you will see. I'm unfortunately not at liberty to tell you much this season.
Understood.
But it's something else, because we are, as we go along with these seasons, we are getting more and more access. But we would like to keep this under wrap to instill a bit more excitement. But yeah, it's season 14 starts this Friday, same evening that or same day that Contact in the Desert opens, and then hopefully I will see everyone at Contact. I know I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Absolutely.
And then also 3 weeks later at AlienCon. That would be fantastic.
This is a hell of a time of the year for us, right?
We'll be at both. A little sleep, but a lot of fun.
Yes, why not?
All right, well, thank you so much. And please, if you haven't got your tickets, pick them up now. Go see Giorgio this coming Friday, this weekend, actually, at Contact in the Desert, 2 weeks later at AlienCon. Stop and say hi to us, too. We'd love to see you. But, Giorgio, always thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'll see everyone in Indian Wells.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you, brother.
Thank you for tuning in to Truth Be Told.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.